Dr. Jody Campisci, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, shares an update from this week's USDA Crop Progress Report and where planting stands across the Cotton Belt.
According to the latest USDA Crop Progress Report, 16% of the U.S. crop has been planted as of May 1st. In the West, planting is ahead of the five-year average pace. In California, 95% of the crop has been planted as compared to the five-year average of 59%. 71% of the Arizona crop has been planted as compared to the five-year average pace of 62%. In New Mexico, 35% of the crop has been planted, which is just slightly ahead of the five-year average pace. In South Texas, planting is complete with 20% of the overall Texas crop planted as of May 1st. Planting generally begins in the northern high plains during the second week of May, depending on soil conditions. Soil moisture conditions have continued to decline in Texas, and a major planting rain is needed to ensure adequate topsoil moisture for proper seed germination. In the Mid-South, planting has progressed in most states. Louisiana is well ahead of the five-year pace with 35% planted. In the other Mid-South states, planting is in line with the five-year average. Growers in parts of the Mid-South are a bit behind on field work due to wet conditions. In the Southeast, planting in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina is slightly behind the five-year average pace, while planting in North Carolina and Virginia is ahead of the five-year average pace.